Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Good morning, family and friends. Happy Monday. I want to apologize to you because I did not draw a card for you last week. It totally slipped my mind that that's something I wanted to start doing for you guys. So to make up for it, I'm drawing two for you today. So the first one is Kernanos, life force. Express your driving passion. Sensual and sexual powers are increased. Kernanos, also known as Herne, is a Celtic stag god who represents connection to the earth. He is one of the oldest recognized Celtic gods and features on the Gundestad cauldron, a giant silver vessel from the Iron Age. He is the lover of the Great Mother and impregnates the land so that it will be filled with life. He can help us form a connection with the animal spirits and ancestors of our land. There is a deep buildup of life force within you now and a need to channel it into action. You may have extra energy or be more alert than usual, or be aware of a sense of increased sensual or sexual energy. If you have been unsure how this ties into your spiritual path, know that it can allow you to access the richness of your soul. When we are not expressing ourselves sexually, our spiritual potential can become tamed or muted. So if you are denying yourself a desire, ask yourself how you can fulfill it. Ask Kernanos to help you access your sexual self so that you can express it with integrity and in a way that honors your soul. If you and your partner are trying for a child and this card appears, fertility is very possible, especially if Bridget, Kernanos' twin flame, is present too. So what that card is telling us, you guys, is that we are full of life force energy and it's time to bring that forward. It's also asking that you express yourself sexually in whatever ways that that works for you. And if that's uncomfortable to hear, that's okay. Reach out to me privately on social media and we can talk. But it's very important. Life force energy comes from the womb, and it's just so important to express yourself sexually, and that can be different for different people, what that looks like. And I won't go into too much detail on that this week, but maybe I'll do an episode later on about that. But it's just so important to really allow yourself to be sensual with yourself and intimate with yourself, as well as with your partner or partners, depending on your life. The second card that comes up is Lady Nada, Heart Awakening. Awaken to acceptance and divine love. Give and receive in balance. Lady Nada is said to be another incarnation of Mary Magdalene, but even if she is, the energies are slightly different. Lady Nada is a mighty spiritual priestess of love who once existed in the land of Atlantis. She is the light force that helps us awaken our heart to the divine love we deserve, the light keeper whose essence allows the light within our heart to expand, revealing a true, real, naked, and vulnerable aspect of our soul. She brings an opportunity to experience divine love, whether through a relationship, adventure, or experience. The cave of your heart is opening wide for you to experience divine love. You have an opportunity to overcome past pain, heartbreak, and letdowns. This is a wonderful time to cherish and love yourself, and then allow yourself to be cherished and loved by others. If you feel love revealing itself clearly in your heart, have courage and move into a state of trust. You are reminded that when true love is present, when divine love is present, there are no obstacles to overcome. It will be there, clear, pure, and real for you to experience. Your relationships are being brought into harmony on all levels of your life. Give and receive divine love with yourself and all those around you. I think that card is fairly self-explanatory, but it leads quite nicely into what I was hoping to talk to you guys about today, which is full surrender and acceptance to our shadow side. I've had some experiences the past couple weeks where I've really come into contact with my shadow side. And at the beginning of this experience, a couple of weeks ago, I was trying to fight it. Obviously, the shadow side, for those that don't know what that is the parts of ourselves that probably aren't exactly socially acceptable, or different things that come out of fear that we repressed throughout the years. And so they hide in our subconscious and our shadow side. And every so often we become awakened to them, the anger. And actually, in some of the videos I watched about this over the last couple of weeks, the story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is a very great adaptation of the persona, which is Dr. Jekyll, the nice guy who we want everyone to see, and the shadow, which is Mr. Hyde, and the not so pleasant parts of our being. And so why does this matter? Well, when we can learn to live in both our light and our dark, in combination, integrated together, because the shadow is not all bad. Parts of our shadow side can really be very beneficial to others around us when used appropriately. And I had a conversation with a friend today where I was saying that, like, I've become aware of my shadow side when I'm using it, or when it's coming out as a reaction to something, usually a fear. And for me, most of my fears root and stem from self-centered fear, which is, there's two kinds, the fear that I won't get what I want, or the fear that I'll lose what I have. And when either of those fears, or a fear that stems off of that, come up, then the shadow can come up and I can get very violently angry and different things. Or if it's not fear, it's, I was going to say anger, but that's kind of the reaction. So if it comes from a reaction to something that has triggered me, or brought up a past experience in my mind or my heart, or different things like that, that reaction is not the best representation of the shadow. But when I can experience an event or a situation or words from my daughter or other people that I find upsetting, that bring something up within me that I have repressed, and I can shine light and love on myself before I react, and there in turn respond, incorporating my shadow side to work through those repressed emotions and repressed feelings and things, then everyone benefits, because I've brought the light into the shadow. And maybe this isn't making any sense. I'm hoping you guys will understand, because we talk about these things quite often. But the shadow is good when used appropriately, when brought out with love. The cards we drew tonight lean into that. A lot of people, for a lot of people, their sexual side gets repressed because it's not appropriate to behave sexually or be flirtatious or different things in different upbringings and whatnot. And I'm not saying that you should go out and flaunt everything everywhere, if that's what you want to do, by all means. But repressing your sexuality is just shoving the shadow deeper, and that's when it will come out in full force, is when we shove it deeper and deeper and deeper and try to pretend it doesn't exist, because it is a part of us, just as much as our heartbeat and our beautiful light selves, light worker selves. And that's the other thing I wanted to talk about today, is what it means to be spiritual. I believe I am a very spiritual person. I've been told that many times throughout my life, but I also believe everyone is a spiritual being, even the worst of the worst people. I think we are all spiritual. I believe we all have spirituality flowing through us. But what does that mean? For a very long time, I had this mistaken idea that if I was spiritual, then I would only behave this way on the light side of the spectrum. Loving, kind, all these things, which is true. But being spiritual is actually both light and dark combined, and setting things right when I react with my shadow side rather than respond. I can be spiritual and still yell at my kid for misbehaving. And I can be spiritual and spend 20 minutes to an hour in meditation. And I can be spiritual and swear like a trucker because I stubbed my toe. And also be spiritual because I send love on someone who clearly needs it and give them a hand up. And I can also be spiritual when I'm doing this loving, energetic work that I love to do with people to support them in their business or in their life, or send their animal loving, healing energy, all these things. That can be me being spiritual. And I can also be spiritual when I'm curled up on my couch in a ball because I'm facing some things that scare me. Because I'm always spiritual, and you are always spiritual, no matter how you are showing up. And that is our truth. That is our being. That is who we are. We are spiritual people. Even if we don't identify as that, we are the light and we are the dark, all in combination in this beautiful vessel that we call our body. And we come out into the world and we either make it better or we get bitter. And either or is spiritual. It just depends which part of the journey you're on. Because I believe, and I've studied this, that we have soul contracts before we come to this earth. I believe that every experience I have ever encountered in my life, I agreed to before coming here, because my soul needed to grow and expand and become the even higher expansion of myself for future generations. And that I had a purpose before coming here. But if I hadn't had those dark nights of the soul that led me to where I am today to be sharing this podcast with you, I wouldn't fully understand that my light and my dark make me beautiful, both in and of themselves, when they are separate or when they are combined. And when they are combined, I am the most powerful being I've ever met, and I have the ability to help others. And so do you. Even if all you see is your darkness right now, I promise you there is light there, and you are powerful. You are a healer. I believe recently I got a download that I am supposed to really encourage the world that everyone is a healer. Yes, I have healing hands, and yes, I have the ability to heal people, but we all have that ability. It just comes naturally to me. And in my solo book that I'm starting to write, I'm going to talk about different little ways to start healing yourself and healing others, because everyone has that ability, just as everyone has the ability to channel the guides and the spirits, and everyone has the ability to hear intuitive hits, and everyone has the ability to connect to the higher power of their own understanding, to get plugged in every day to source energy, Mother Nature, all of it, and move forward with that divinity. Everyone has that ability. Just some aren't awakened to it yet. And for some, there is work to do for those things. For some of those things I just listed, I have to really work at those relationships and those skill sets and those gifts and divine experiences. Some of them just come naturally. We all have different gifts. But we are all spiritual in nature. I want to read for you guys something that I wrote last weekend, I think it was. Just to go alongside with this shadow side work. It's kind of a poem, I guess. But I think it might help you all. So I hope you enjoy it. My darkness showed up tonight in full force. It was me, but is not of me. Temporarily, it took the reins and altered my mind and actions. I tried to fight it, tried to restrain, but she won out and her hellfire reigned, followed by her judgment and self-hatred for that which had happened. She tried to put out my light tonight, my soul the victor to retain. My physical self fell to knees and surrendered. Light bowed out to save the soul, and in so doing grew to empower all. Now dark and light combined are presented to you, representing the divine. The two live in perfect harmony, one step at a time, holy divinity intertwined. Ultimately, you guys, that's what it's all about. Surrendering to the dark, surrendering to the shadow, and accepting that this is a divine piece of your integral being. And moving forward with that knowledge. And then there's shadow work to be done to bring out those parts of yourself in healthy ways. But it's all good. Like, I can't even explain to you how incredible you are. Even when you're doing things that you're like, oh my God, why did I just do that? Even when you're judging yourself. You are a divine being, and that moment is exactly as it's supposed to be. Because everything happens the way it should. We get to decide if we stay stuck in that morbid reflection or if we move forward and be the better version of ourselves. And maybe we have to go to some people and set right the harms we cause them. But we don't have to live in that. We get to be. Just be, whatever that looks like. And we get to decide. I don't have to live in fear and heartache and pain from the past and regret and worry and fear about tomorrow. None of that. I don't have to live there. I can sometimes very easily go there. But I can also decide in this moment that that's no longer serving me and it needs to go. And then just let it go. I don't have to do all these cord cutting meditations and journaling, and not to say I haven't done those things, because I have. And they are very beneficial. I'm not putting those down. But in one situation in my life, it came back up again recently, and I have done all kinds of work around it over the years. And a friend of mine tonight said, you can just decide that's done and you don't need to bring that up anymore. And it's true. That is the truth. I get to decide. Or when it does come up, send it love and move forward with my day in other ways. I don't have to stay stuck in the turmoil of it all. And neither do you. My friends, I am wishing you so much love and light today. If I can support you with a card reading or a healing or just a conversation, please reach out to me on social media. I do charge for some of those things and other things. Conversation is obviously always complimentary. So please reach out to me. I'm here to support you. I'm here to encourage you to let your light shine in this world, because the world needs more light workers. The world is shifting at a rapid rate right now. People are awakening like this. And it is time. It is time for all of us to stand in the truth of who we are and know that you are divine. You are glorious. You are amazing. And the world needs you so desperately. But it first starts with you needing you, you loving you, you supporting you, you listening to you, and you knowing deep down within your soul and within your heart that you are an incredible human being. And if you don't know that, let's get you to a place where you fully believe and understand that, because that's the key. And believing all those things, even when you're swearing and yelling at your kid, or swearing and yelling at your dog, or swearing and yelling at the guy that cut you off in traffic, and still believing, you know what, I'm an amazing human being. Because in that moment, just because you did those things does not make you any less amazing. It makes you human and therefore spiritual. I wish you many opportunities for growth in this life, and know that I am here anytime you need me. Have a fabulous week, you guys. Take care and God bless. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics, or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.